You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We want to chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. One a newbie and one a repeat offender, but for a long time. Barbara Amstetter, Deborah Hume, EXP Realty, welcome.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Been a long time. You haven't been on with me.
I know. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Barbara was on. Were you on with us when we were at Angel Stadium?
Yes, I was.
Okay. That's the earliest days of Ron Siegel Radio. So that goes way back. Hey, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We like to celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. Even if we had a weekend of celebration, we're going to still celebrate today. It might be a little muted today. We might be on celebration hangover. But hey, let's take a look at this one. You know, this one might be pretty beneficial because today is National Beach Day. Now, you have to wonder who plans these celebrations, right? Because if I'm not mistaken, next Monday is Labor Day. Wouldn't that be National Beach Day? I just throw that out there. Of course, in my world, almost every day is National Beach Day. And, you know, having beaten anorexia, I like the idea of National Toasted Marshmallow Day. So we'll go with that one. And we have not quit. You know, I'm not a quitter. Saturday was National Red Wine Day. So we're going to continue on with that celebration as well. You got to keep on celebrating. But let's see what's going on in the markets, because it is Monday morning. So we should take a look. The Dow Jones is up 44 points. The S&P 500 up 25 points. NASDAQ, wow, that one's up 123 points. Oil is up 23 cents per barrel. Do we want to look at gas prices? Well, we might want to, because they're going to be changing a lot. Now, I have not checked this morning with our tremendous underwriter, Lori. I did speak with her or text her yesterday, and we're wanting to make sure she is safe. She's in Louisiana, where gas prices are $2.83 a gallon. $2.83 is the average in Louisiana. Now, we know that about 16% of the U.S. oil comes through the Gulf. So we should probably be seeing gas prices going up, being that they've got that hurricane going on out there, moving to the west on the gas price front. Josh, your gas prices dropped by about a penny. They're $4.03 now in the Silver State, Nevada. $3.15 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. And right here in the formerly Golden State, we're at $4.40 a gallon of gasoline.
Ow!
$4.40. Yikes. Yeah, how much of that is going to taxes? You know, if you're enjoying, I don't want to get too political. Well, maybe I do. If you're enjoying these gas prices at $4.40 a gallon, well, then I think what you want to do on the 14th of September is vote to keep Gavin Newsom right where he's at. If you want to get rid of these $4.40 gas prices, How about giving him a boot in the, well, I'm not going to say that part of it, but give him a boot wherever you want to. You know, vote for the recall. Get rid of the son of a gun. Now, I know I'm going to get messages today that the governor doesn't set gas prices. Yeah, just like the president doesn't set gas prices. But they set policy, right? And the policies that they set, why do you think that we're looking at gas prices where they are today? Do you think there's a reason that gas prices changed on the 20th of January? Why might that be? Well, maybe because I'm just looking at gas prices right here in the formerly Golden State, right, where we are paying $4.40 for a gallon of gasoline. 1 year ago, it was $3.24. And at that time, guess what? We were still the highest in the country. I wonder why that is. Now, the rest of the country is paying less in gas than we are. And you say that the government, the policy has nothing to do with it. Okay, let's think about this concept. Have you noticed that we've got the Port of Long Beach, the Port of Los Angeles, we've got a port in San Diego, we've got a port in San Francisco, and gas comes into those, oil comes into those ports. We have big refineries right here in Southern California. Have you noticed, how many refineries have you seen? Have you ever been to Hawaii? How many refineries have you seen in Hawaii? Do you know what they're paying for gasoline in Hawaii? $4.07 a gallon as of today. Yes, $4.07 a gallon, which is what, 23 cents or 33 cents a gallon, cheaper than we're paying in California. Now think about this. Being that the president cut off the oil flow through the country and asked what the Middle East and Russia to send us more. Yeah, they asked them to send us more oil. So that oil comes into either the Gulf of Mexico or into California. We refine it here, send it to Hawaii, and they pay less for gas than we pay here. Can somebody help me understand this? I'm a simple guy. I sometimes have a little challenges here. But I just wonder, can somebody help me with this thought?
Such an idiot.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
such an idiot. You such an idiot.
Stop that. You can't talk about our politicians. Well, I guess you can't. Well, when a shoe fits, there's only one way I can understand to explain what our politicians here in California. There's only one thing that I can think about. Yeah, oh, not that one either. We've got to find a different solution. These guys are crazy. And then you hear that it's the Republican takeover. I finally heard a commercial this morning. Even a Democrat says, get rid of Newsom. Right, I mean, there might be, you know, he's not going to be booted just by Republicans in California. We don't have any vote. We don't have any say here. But I move right along. Let's continue our conversation. What else is going on in the world right now? Yes. I saw a picture this morning. I have not validated this picture. Wouldn't surprise me, but I haven't validated it when they were. Now you might have remembered right here locally, we actually had Senator Tom Cotton came and visited the Nixon Library about a year and a half ago. Really interesting listening to him because he was one of the people that handled the dignified transfers of fallen soldiers coming back to America and talked about what that whole entire ceremony is like, how it's entirely scripted, nothing happens off script. Somebody might have forgot to tell the president about that because he was checking his watch during the event. Can you imagine that? I mean, maybe he had somewhere better to go. Now, we do share with you frequently his schedule. It usually has one item on it per day, not nap time. That's not on the official schedule. But, I mean, he does have one item on his schedule. I don't know how he gets away with working with one item on there per day, but Now, that's his way of doing things. I did see that picture. I don't know if you've seen that going around social media. Now, the one that I like, because I have seen and I've heard the conversation with the gentleman, and I forgot where he said the bar is, but they have a bar that set up one table in his bar with 13 glasses of beer and just left them there for the fallen. And said he's going to donate from all of his proceeds, I think, I forgot how long he said, is going to organizations for fallen military. That's what I can get behind, right? That's the thing that we like to talk about on Ron Siegel Radio. Some of the other things, we just have to report them because they are what they are. We can't control them.
It is what it is.
But, you know, some of these others, it's just amazing what's going on in our country right now. But we're going to have a great broadcast today because we're going to get off of these commentary, my opinions. We're going to get some opinions of other people, maybe not political, but we're going to talk about a book here. Did you write this since I saw you last?
Yes.
Nice. It's called Secrets. Not those kind of secrets, you guys. You got bad minds. For Selling Homes Others Failed to Sell is the name of the book. You know, you gotta watch out for what kind of secrets we're talking about here, right? So we're going to talk to the author. Barbara Amstatter is with us. She's been doing this for at least a day or two. So we're going to get some of her experiences on selling real estate. This kind of a market that we're in, it is a bit unique. So we're going to talk to Barbara about that. The difference in net worth between homeowners and renters. Getting bigger. We're going to talk about that one. And yes, of course, we've got a featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit RonSiegelRadio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And let's take a look. What are the markets doing? We like to figure that out. The Dow Jones is up 34. The NASDAQ is up 125. The S&P 500 is up 25.75. 10-year Treasury down 3 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities are up 13. The bond, that means the bond is up 13. That means interest rates are down just a little bit. But remember, all of that information is available right there on the super secret website, Google.com. What you need to tune into Ron Siegel Radio for is to figure out why are these things happening. Well, we had Fed Chairman Powell spoke at the virtual Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. Not only in the federal government can they use a city name as a virtual location. I didn't see whether they had their masks on the Zoom call. I didn't watch for that. But in any event, Chairman Powell was dovish on his comments. That means he thinks that we can still keep on printing more money, wait for more info before committing, although he did hint at tapering would come later this year. That means they'll stop buying. I'm translating this for you. So they'll stop buying some of as many mortgage-backed securities and treasury bonds as they've been buying. That means less demand. That means that the rates should increase when that happens. Powell may not be in the September taper announcement camp, but maybe November. So we told you last week that there's a number of the Federal Reserve presidents, some voting, some non-voting, are saying, hey, we need to start tapering right away. So Powell was not in that one. Does it sound to you like he's, you know, sitting on the fence here trying to hedge everything? If it sounds that way to you, it says to me too. He says substantial further progress has been met on inflation. Well, maybe because he doesn't pay his own expenses. Are you finding that your prices are going back down, or is the bill at the grocery store just a little bit higher? To fill up your gas tank, maybe it's quite a bit more. I don't know. He defended temporary inflation. Once again, I don't know if he pays it. Wage growth consistent with objections saw 1% private sector growth in PCE and annualized from January is at 13% growth. Okay, we'll see. Clear progress towards maximum employment. There's 12 million people that are still on some sort of unemployment between unemployment, pandemic unemployment. Chairman Powell, would you look at the U6 report and not the bogus U3 report? It comes out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. You should be able to find that. And let's get some real information here because the media is going to tell you the wrong stuff. Watch the news later today. It'll be all wrong. Pending home sales measures signed contracts in existing homes decreased by 1.8% in July, slightly worse than expectations, looking for a small gain. Year-over-year contracts are down by 8.5%. Chief Economist from the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, said there's still not enough supply to match the inventory, but inventory is slowly increasing and buyers should have more options in the coming months. 27% of buyers bypassed appraisal and inspection contingencies. What's fake about that? Well, they're talking about people that are still going to go through, that are going to lose their homes because of the foreclosure and the forbearance. Well, here's the issue. When those people lose their homes, do you think that they're going to go start living at a KOA campground? Probably not. They're going to be going out into the rental market. So they're going to still be using homes. That's going to increase demand on rentals. They're not going to tell you that. So investors who are buying 50% more properties for cash right now than they were, they're going to go out there and keep on buying more properties. Think about these things. Going to be a busy week. We'll get into all these other issues that are coming up. But I just wanted to tell you, you know, the media is telling you that housing is dying. We're going to talk to the professionals in just a minute. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. That is the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the Area Trusted. I'm sorry, Josh, it's Monday. Holler at me. That is Josh keeps me on track here. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. And I love their mantra. Right? If you can see behind Barbara over here, but you can't see it all because some of it's below the desk. Home loans powered by humans. No pushing a button, no rocket ships, and none of that other stuff. So, you know something, for that thing, my guest talk, because my wife's already texting me that. Right? So then I don't have to mess things up anymore, Josh. I'll be a little better off. Barbara Amstetter, Deborah Hume, EXP Realty, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Barbara, it's been a long time, man. What have you been up to? Just out there on the beach or what?
Yeah, right. Same old, same old.
Same old, same old. So when I spoke to you previously, you had just started your real estate career, what, two or three decades before that?
That's about right.
We're not going to say how many. I don't want to get smacked right here. That'll cause me trouble.
No, I'm proud of it. I've been doing this now for 35 years.
35 years.
33 wow. years as a broker.
Wow. That's a long time. So that means you've seen a lot of variations in the market.
A lot of variations.
Have you seen a market that's this crazy?
Never.
No, it's between the way prices are going up and all of the issues. It just seems to me that, I mean, I haven't been doing it as long as you. I bought my first properties in 83 or 84. 18% interest for those of you that are saying, when's interest going to go back down below one?
Wow.
It's not.
No.
Right?
No.
Are you seeing people out there that are struggling to find a home?
Oh, my goodness. It is probably the universal issue right now.
How do you, is there a solution to it, or do you just have to be patient?
You know, you have to be patient. What we're seeing is, and I'm seeing it personally, is we have a beautiful client, a doctor who is certainly well-established. He's around a $2 million mark, which is, you know, a wonderful home. And we have made offers, I can't tell you on how many homes, and we don't get it. We have put in acceleration contracts. We have done all kinds of things. Escalation clauses, and not getting it because we're being outbid by, I mean, outrageously outbid. And it's very discouraging to a buyer, particularly a buyer who is going to use financing at all. If they haven't got cash, they're being looked at as something less than human, I guess.
Isn't that amazing how that's happening in this day and age where, you know, you're chastised because you're trying to get a loan for a property that you can afford?
Well, and it's crazy. And as this doctor said, he said, look, I don't want to tie up all my cash in a house. I want to be doing some other things. I could certainly do that. But, you know, I'm going to put a healthy amount down. I'm going to do a loan. And I need the write-off. I make a lot of money. And I don't want to pay all cash. But
which is fascinating because, and I don't know the doctor, so don't. And if you're a doctor, don't take offense. But generally, doctors are not the most the smartest when it comes to business and finance. Like they spend, you know, 12, 15, 18 years studying medicine and they're experts in that side. Most of them are not, they get, I think one doctor told me they got one semester in business. And this doctor's saying in a very, very smart way, I can do better with my cash than putting it into real estate because there's zero rate of return on home equity. And you can borrow money right now with less than 3% probably.
Correct. And he actually is very astute.
Yeah.
But he's being penalized because he's astute.
Isn't that amazing when you think about that concept that people right now are, you know, the sellers are not understanding that maybe some of the bigger institutions, they don't want to pre-underwrite. We like it to pre-underwrite the file. So it's basically the same as cash.
Well, and people don't understand that. And I think as realtors, we've done a very poor job of explaining that to the general public, the difference between a pre-qualification and a pre-approval and a direct underwriter, a DU approval.
Right.
And if we did a better job of that, we might do a better job by our clients.
But it has to be, I mean, you understand all of that and you representing the buyer can understand that. But if the listing agent and the seller aren't educated to that, right, then you got a problem.
Absolutely. And it's universal and it's a lot.
It's amazing. And you know, I just do a little lending here and do radio show. But you're out there talking to agents all the time. And it fascinates me. You tell me your side, how many don't understand the craft?
Oh, let me tell you that the real estate industry for me has a lot of failure in it because we don't educate well in the sense that we have people go through real estate school and they take things learning about riparian rights and all these other kind of things that they never use again in real estate. They are not taught any of the practical aspects. And that's why I've been very involved in being a mentor in real estate because people get their license and they're thrown to the wolves. They have no idea how to fill out a contract Well, wouldn't you think that would be something you teach because of the legal liability if you don't do it right? No, we don't do that. And so we've had to create our own methodology of helping new agents as they come into the business so that we can put them out there and they can actually be professional, not just pretend to be professional, and can be there to support them through this. It's a real problem in our industry.
Look at the concept. So there's a lot of areas of the law, right? And we're not lawyers, and we're not trying to be lawyers. I don't play one on TV or radio, but there's a lot of areas of the law where you're dealing with contracts and torts and various issues that are $25,000, $50,000, $100,000. And if you want to represent somebody, you've got to go and get an education and pass a serious test that's very, very difficult, that has a very, very high failure rate.
Correct.
Yet if you want to be a real estate professional, you go and you pass a test that doesn't teach you anything that you're going to ever use. And it's about a 90-day process. It takes 18 months to get a license to cut hair, right? But 90 days for a real estate license. And you're dealing in Southern California, you're not going to ever deal with anything, or rarely deal with anything, under $500,000.
Correct.
Right? I mean, it just baffles me now. And as a doctor, the doctors have to go and study with a residency, right? Somebody's watching over every move. Real estate, here's your license, here's your contract. Go get them, Tiger.
Yeah, and you know what? It's just such a disservice, not only to the realtors, but especially to the general public. The general public has no idea, you know, and the reason that we are doing mentoring within our team is because we want to make sure that everyone that's associated with us that's going out there into the general public is doing the best possible job and has the best guidance so that they don't make devastating mistakes. And the general public really doesn't know. You know, you'll never know. I always say to people that want to hire me, you'll never know how good I am until there's a problem.
There you go.
Because, right? You know, most real estate transactions will go through pretty smoothly. And, you know, it's you can fake it till you make it. And I hate to say that. But if there is an issue, if something crops up during the real estate transaction, that's when I shine, because I have been there. I have done that. I've been a legal expert witness. I maybe know a little bit more than the next guy in the business. And so the average seller that hires an agent has no idea about that. I can go in there and they can just think I'm nice, et cetera, et cetera. But they have no idea.
I've known you a long time. I think you're nice.
Do you?
Don't let her fool you. No, just kidding.
Well educated. We're going to continue our conversation. Benefits of experience, mentoring, and secrets for selling home others fail to sell. We're going to talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the real one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Curveball, Josh, I'm going to ad lib right now. We're not going to do our planned real-time real estate segment, so we don't need to queue up those other slides. So one of the great things about doing live radio, and you're finding out live because I just threw Josh a curveball that he's not ready for. He's used to it, but we've got the banner going along, so the sponsors will be happy that we're going to give them about the real-time real estate segment. But hey, got a question that we've got here, and I want to answer the question. What is the difference between pre-approval, pre-qualified, and pre-underwritten? So pre-qualified, that is the lowest form of an approval, pre-qualified. So that basically means that some loan officer who may or may not be any good looked at some documents that he may or may not, or she may or may not have understood and said, somebody's qualified for a loan. It's basically worth the paper that it's written on. And I think you can get about 2 cents for a piece of paper nowadays, maybe less if you go to Costco. Now, if you want to have a pre-approval, there's a little bit of misconception in the pre-approval because a pre-approval basically says somebody that knows more about what they're doing looked at the documents, they collected an application, they collected pay stubs, maybe some bank statements. They put it into the government's underwriting automated underwriting system. Could be Freddie Mac, it could be Fannie Mae. They put it in there and they got something called an approve eligible. And now you're pre-approved. Doesn't mean the information they put in is accurate, but they put in enough information that got them an approval. And the reason I'm not a big fan of the pre-approval completely, sometimes you have to use it, but if somebody makes a gross mistake, they can get a automated approval because they made a gross mistake. Instead of saying you made $50,000 a year, they said $50,000 a month. And it came back with an eligibility, right? Now, somebody that really, really understands the loan process, they can go in there and put in what the system wants to see and get the same approved eligible. For instance, many times we've known that money is coming, that somebody's got gift money available. We don't have the documentation for it. And somebody says, well, I'm going to get a gift from my mom and dad, and we'll go into the loan application and say there's gift money coming of $50,000. And now they only needed $40,000 to close, so we got the approved eligible. Now, I don't know that they had that money. I don't know if they don't have that money, but I got the approved eligible. The best underwriting is what we call a pre-underwrite or a TBD underwrite. We don't know where the property is, but we've actually got an underwriter who's the only person that can approve a loan is an underwriter, right? Somebody that's got that designation, or they own, it's their own money, one or the other, which then gives them the right to say yes or no. And they go in and they verify the data. So they're going to verify employment. They're going to verify that the income is what it says. They're going to verify that there's the funds are available. They're going to verify that they fit all the qualifications and guidelines. They just don't have an appraisal and they don't have a clear title insurance policy or preliminary policy. Other than that, everything's in place. And that then allows great real estate professionals like yes. Barbara and Deborah to go out. And I don't understand the contract, but I think it's still box J4, page 2, that says there's no loan contingency because the loan's already been approved by an underwriter. So that's the curveball. That's the difference. And actually, I think what we're going to do is I'm going to add curveball to Josh. We're going to cut that out, and we're going to put that right on our website. So somebody has the definition of what is the difference between these three different levels of approval. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Continue our conversation. We're talking to Barb Ramstadter, Deborah Hume, EXP Realty this morning. And I've been chatting. So Barbara, before the break, you were talking about mentoring.
Yes.
So how does that work? What are you doing? Or maybe we should ask Deborah, because you're the mentee right now.
I am.
Which is great. So you've got a great mentor.
I have a great mentor, and I'm very grateful for my mentor. I floundered around in real estate for the first couple of years. I've been in sales a long time. I have a deep sales background. So
it's not just like going out and selling something when you're selling real estate.
Exactly. You need to know your product. You need to know the people. You need to know the market. And Barbara and her team have provided so much information for me and helped me to feel like I can confidently talk about housing, talk about a lot of things that each person brings something to the table. So we have people with a technology background, people like Barbara that know the market, just everybody's adding to the mix. When we talk twice or three times a week, we get an education program through her. So I feel like she's helped me to, you know, pulled me out of the deep end and helped me to understand what I'm doing.
That's a great way of putting it, right? Because when you get that license, Barbara, we talked about that. And you're basically, I don't know if you're thrown in the deep end or if you're just thrown about 10 miles out to sea, right?
10 miles out to sea.
Figure it out and try and make a living.
That's true.
Which is kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's totally crazy.
So tell me a little bit about mentoring in real estate.
Okay, well, I think mentoring is absolutely essential in real estate because, as I was saying earlier, it's a field in which we pass a test and come into it with absolutely no knowledge of contracts. And what is real estate? It's contracts. So one of the things that I do with the mentoring, and I think it's so important, is I take the mentees through each document. And I'm telling you, it's an arduous process. But I take them through line by line and I explain to them the why behind what they need to put there. Mm-hmm. And that's so important because oftentimes they just don't know. I can give you like a silly example on a home warranty. They sometimes have a difficult time understanding what to put for the home warranty. There's a secret in there too. There's a little box called other under home warranty. And I always have them check that box, especially if they're representing a buyer. And then they put buyer's choice up to whatever the price is that they have put in there, say it's $795. Why do I have them do that? Because the seller is only obligated to a minimum amount of coverage, and then the rest of that money goes bye-bye. Well, I like to send my buyers on a shopping spree through the home warranty choices and get them exactly what they can have up until that point. There are other things too. It's like with escrow fees. Escrow fees, my personal opinion is that escrow fees should be split 50-50 between a buyer and a seller. And you'll see very often people put in there each to pay his own fee. Well, it happened to me a year ago. I found out in a contract that I did that they had behind my back sent an amendment to my buyer and had them change that to each pay their own because the seller was getting a free escrow and my folks wound up paying for the entire escrow. I did take them to task and I had to report them to the agency that governs that. But it's things like that that I teach them.
Barbara, I wanted to have you, sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
Something that you really taught me that was very valuable is taking out home warranty when you start the process as a real estate agent. Could you explain that? Because that to me was so excellent. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. What I advise sellers to do when I list a property is there's seller's coverage that you can actually get while the home is listed. And it's not that expensive. You don't pay for it until your escrow closes. And it puts a contract on your property immediately so that during the escrow period, if anything goes wrong, you're covered. The seller is covered and they're not going to be coming out of pocket for tons of money. And that way, a buyer that comes in and brings an inspector in knows that if there's an issue that comes up, everything's going to be taken care of. To me, it's a great insurance policy to make sure your transaction closes.
Like the example you had is somebody's fridge went out right in the middle of your transaction, right?
Yes, I had that happen at a property in Laguna Beach, and it was a Sub-Zero refrigerator. It was a real big deal, and it went out during the escrow period, but it was covered because we had put on a seller's policy.
And nobody really would think of something like that until you need it. And maybe people aren't even talking about, maybe the home warranty companies aren't even talking about those issues. But as a mentor, you're going to get that kind of education or as a mentee.
As a mentee.
Yeah, the mentor is going to give you that kind of education. That's really helpful. We're going to continue our conversation with Barbara and Deborah when we come back. You're listening. We're going to spend the next segment. We're going to talk about secrets for selling homes others failed to sell. Now, I know what you're saying right now. Everything's selling quickly, but it won't stay that way. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rate. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at RonIsMyLender.com. That's RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. and you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, you can go to our website. Now, this is going to be hard to remember, 800-306-1990.com. Hey, pretty simple one, right? Either way. Hey, let's take a look at the featured home brought to you by my favorite lender.net. 609 South Pathfinder, Anaheim Hills. Melinda Johnson has this listing, 609 South Pathfinder. It says here, bright, airy, and sophisticated. Functional home is enveloped in light and comfort. Crisp white walls, timber floors, high ceilings create a style as timeless as the breathtaking view. I'm looking at that view. That's a pretty amazing view. Calming mountain vista captured through the extensive use of glass will help you forget your city stress. House screams designer. I haven't heard my house scream. It's my wife usually screams at me, but the house screams designer and will reflect the personality and taste of those accustomed to the best in quality designs, finishes, and lifestyle. Listed list price, $1,525,000. If you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, any of our socials, or the ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you're seeing all the pictures or several pictures of this property. And let's look at some financing. 10% down, we're looking at $62.59 a month. 20% down, $55.64 a month. 25% down strategically, that's $46.69 a month. Those are principal and interest numbers. You must add your taxes. The state really wants their money. You have to add insurance, HOA, and if there's any mortgage insurance. And for those of you keeping score, and I know you're out there, this is an APR of 3.84, 3.8, 3.725, and 2.95. NMLS 217037. Again, featured home 609 South Pathfinder, Anaheim Hills, 92807. Listed by Melinda Johnson. If you want more information, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with her so you can talk about this property or any property you like. $1,525,000 is the list price. Great view. Great, great view. So we're going to chat. I always talk too much. And, you know, some people say I don't talk, but I talk. I got this book in front of me, Secrets for Selling Homes Others Failed to Sell. And I think I know the author for at least 10 years.
At least.
Tell me about the book, Barbara.
Well, you know, I was really thinking about writing a book, and I thought I'd like to write a book about the reasons that homes don't sell. And there really are basically four reasons that a home sells: the price, the terms, the condition, and the location. Now, location, we know we can't change. If you've got a house overlooking the ocean, it's definitely going to have more value than if it backs up to a freeway.
So that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Although I did say last week, and I shouldn't say this on radio, but I will. that I wanted to buy a house. We did a meeting last week on the patio of a restaurant nearby, and the train kept going by, and we couldn't hear anything. Just so happened, my wife was on the other end of the room, the patio. Couldn't hear a word she said. So I asked one of the agents I was with, can you find me a house right by the train? Just throw that out there. It might get me in trouble for saying that here, but I said it anyway.
Oh, you're so funny. You're so funny. Well, then there are terms. We don't talk too much about terms today because everyone seems to be paying cash.
Right.
But terms can become very important as the market begins to turn. And that mean by terms, we mean maybe a seller is willing to carry the loan on the property.
So here's a concept I want to throw out there before you go too far. And for those that don't understand it, you might have to just call me to understand this. If you have a lot of cash and you're smart enough not to want to leave it invested in your real estate, there is something called delayed financing when you buy a home. So you can pay cash for the home, get delayed financing, and the delayed financing, if someone understands how to do it the right way, is exactly the same as a cash or using a financed purchase, other than the sellers might like it better because it's cash.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, so go ahead. We didn't go in order.
All right, so then there's a third aspect, that's condition.
Right.
The condition of the home is so important. If I could just make sellers realize that it doesn't take that much money. And by the way, today, in my repertoire of things, I am able to help people if they don't have the money to fix up the house. I have a concierge service that our team uses, and also there's a new product on the market called Knock. And Knock will actually let you purchase a new home up to the $800,000 range. They will buy it for you for cash, give you 6 months to get out of your home without payments. It's a beautiful little program. So there are many different things that one can do in that situation. And then price.
Before you get on to price, the other thing they have to do is they have to know a great real estate agent that understands these things.
That's true.
I just throw that shameless plug out there because I'm not a real estate agent.
Thank you. But pricing is so important. And I cannot tell you in 35 years how rare it has been that I've walked into a house and a seller's asked me to tell them what I think the house is worth. I go through how I get to the price. And they say, oh, well, no, that's not enough, because if I sell it for that, I'm going to lose $200,000. And the thing that's such a so funny to me is the fact that they can't lose what they never had.
It's fascinating. Yeah, you're right.
So in their mind, if they think it's worth $3.5 million and I tell them it's worth $3.3 million max, they think they're going to lose $200,000. They never had that $200,000. That's a phantom amount of money.
Sure.
And the reality is
a fantasy.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. The reality is the closer to market that you price a home, the better your offers will be. Why is that? Today, more than ever, the buyers and the agents are more astute when it comes to pricing. All they have to do is go online, get a Zillow quote, get this quote or that quote. Not that those are always right, because there are a lot of things inside a home that can alter those numbers. But nonetheless, the buyers are more astute today. And if you're overpricing your home, they're just going to pass you by. And it's then
you're not going to ever show up to even look at it.
No, then you're going to be buying your home back. So I was talking about the condition, though. Condition is so important that the house look decent. I mean, a fresh coat of paint, some new flooring can do wonders for a house. It's not that a lot of money. And it would be even worth it to put a little loan on there in the meantime, just to get the house looking, making a good presentation, make the front look nice as you walk up. Front door, has a nice coat of paint on it, good hardware, et cetera. These are not expensive fixes, but they're things that you're trying to have a presentation that looks good.
Fascinates me, Barbara, that you bring that up, because somewhere here, I was just trying to find it, and I'm not sure I'll find the picture in time. But I have a picture here that shows a pyramid, and it talks about the idea that if you price your property way too high, that only 10% of the shopping universe for that property are going to see it.
Well, that's so true. What happens is if you don't get an offer or a great amount of interest in the first 30 days, you're in trouble, because you're going to sell it probably for less than you would have had you priced it right to begin with.
So you can continue pushing it down.
Barbara, I was going to ask you, why do you think there's such a discrepancy between what the seller thinks the price is and what the realtor comes up with?
Well, sometimes they've seen other properties in the neighborhood sell. And quite frankly, you know, I operate always thinking that every seller thinks they have the best home on the block. And so if that one sold for this, mine's worth this. And it sometimes that's true and sometimes that's not true. So it's up to us really to educate them. Now, what I did a long time ago is I went through a National Association of Realtors course called Pricing Strategy Advisor course. And that way, when I go in to do a listing, I probably have five or six properties and I compare them down to whether they're air conditioned or not air conditioned, have a homeowners association, have a pool, have a spa, have a view, don't have a view, how many bathrooms they have. And then I subtract or add value to the property in question based on all of those things.
Almost sounds like what an appraiser is going to do down the road somewhere.
Right.
Well, you know what? I basically, yes, I guess I'm a site armchair appraiser.
Hey, if you want to, want to read a great book, I've got about four copies here. Go into our raffle, rsrraffle.com, rsrraffle.com. I think that's right. Josh, please tell me. And put your name and information in there. We'll send out a book to you from Barbara. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Yes, it is. Josh just told me I'm right. RSRraffle.com, RSRraffle.com. Go in there. We only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Sean and Josh for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you want to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.